Slay the Spire, released just weeks before the recording of this interview, is the debut game from developers Mega Crit. Though available in early access since 2017, its full version presents a dynamic deck-building experience with a gorgeous soundtrack to boot. Composed by Clark Abound, Slay the Spire's OST is an orchestral adventure of its own, developing on the strengths of his previous work for Make Sail and Time Frame. I'm Lee Tyrrell, and in anticipation of my upcoming second series of The Sound Test, a documentary podcast series about VGM, I spoke to Clark about Slay the Spire and the processes behind its music. This bonus episode presents that conversation in full, and I hope you enjoy his insights. Hey there, Clark. Can you hear me okay?
Hey, Lee. How you doing? Yeah, good. Perfect.
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you.
Awesome.
Is it a good evening over there for you? I think it's late at night, isn't it? It's in
yeah,
the morning for me.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock. Oh, yeah.
I appreciate this then.
No, that's awesome. It's all good. It's awesome.
Yeah, I've been really looking forward to talking about this soundtrack because it's brand new, isn't it? It's just come out in the past, this month, really, if we're still in January.
Yeah. It just released in the Fool's Day just last week. Oh, no, this last week. But I came out around, I think, December 2017. Like, it's just been in early access all that time. But it took me a while to get the soundtrack into soundtrack state out of kind of, you know, gameplay tracks. So I was a bit late on that.
Were you involved in the project from that early on, from 2017?
Back in, I think, like 2016, I kind of got in contact and sent them some stuff, and then we started working together. But it was kind of a iterative journey, I guess.
Is this actually the first game from Mega Crit?
I think so. I'll give that a Google, but it's definitely...
Yeah, I did a little look last night, and I think it is.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, so I was wondering whether we could look forward to more from you and the developer in the future.
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. I know they're going to really build on Slay the Spire and maybe keep building off that and continue to support it for a bit, yeah.
Excellent.
So that should be cool.
Could you see some potential DLC that comes with more music in the future?
Yeah, I think so. And I hope so. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. One of the things that's obvious on this soundtrack, like straight away, is how strong melody is throughout the whole thing.
Right.
Like, pretty much every track features two or three distinctive, memorable melodies. And I wondered how difficult it is to keep up something like that across an entire soundtrack.
I mean, like, at least melody for me is kind of what I love to do and what I love to write and kind of what draws me, in when writing. And, I think in terms of, you know, keeping track within each track, it was like you mentioned, like two or three, it was kind of like the A theme and then the B theme and then little kind of motifs and more rhythmic bits that were kind of built off that. But in terms of kind of what my thought process anyway was in terms of keeping them all cohesive, it was kind of a more choosing odd, at least for me, odd choices in terms of intervals and kind of harmonies. So it always sounded a little bit quirky to kind of fit with the aesthetic and the lore of the game.
Absolutely. And I think that's part of the thing that makes it so memorable, because it was pretty instant for me. Some of these melodies was like, wow, that's so strong. Strong melodies like that, I actually find quite hard to come across in games these days. Like, I feel like things have taken a move towards more ambient stuff. So it was just great to hear melody like that again.
Oh, that's cool to hear. Yeah. I mean, sometimes melodies are like wrong. If they feel it can be too attention grabby. So I mean, when they fit right, it's awesome.
Of course,
you just go wild with it. But
because obviously, just yesterday I spoke to C418 about the Minecraft soundtrack, where, you know, ambience is absolutely perfect for the job. But the melody right. was really working for me on Slay the Spire. So I was interested in what your personal compositional process is like. How do you come to pumping out such relentless like melodies? Like some other composers I've spoke to literally sing things and then transcribe it to the keyboard. Others just play around on the keyboard. I'm interested in how you come to it.
Right, that's cool. I don't sing, but I definitely start on piano mm-hmm. and kind of just work through there and try and think about what this area, the world is kind of trying to say in this track, and then kind of plot around that and then just build off small ideas and keep building it out and then refining it.
And something I thought was interesting was, with it being mostly a deck-building game, although there's roguelike elements, a lot of the action of a deck-building game like this does actually happen in the players' minds. Like, it's a lot of thought of and strategy. So I wondered how that affected your composition process and how much you might have been thinking about that when you was writing.
I got to say, like, definitely some of the earlier tracks were, I mean, even a little more subdued. And I think we kind of felt that it got a bit, it was a bit stilted. It needed a bit of energy. So maybe that was kind of bouncing off of that, kind of the more what's happening, you know, when you're planning out, strategizing about what your deck's going to be and what cards you're going to play next. Maybe, I mean, just even subconsciously, it was kind of like, maybe the music should kind of be a propelling element and kind of give some energy while you're, you know, planning ahead and thinking about the moves.
So obviously, let's talk about the actual orchestration of the whole thing, because pretty much the whole thing is orchestrated instrumentation. And I wanted to talk about how you achieve that sound, because I mess around with making strings and stuff for my own music, and I'm reasonably okay at it, but this is really realistic sounding stuff.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I guess I've always just kind of, at least in terms of game music or just composing, I've always liked orchestral kind of scores and orchestral sounds, and was probably just drawn to the scores that inspired me, like John Williams and John Powell. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of the orchestration of In Slay the Spire is inspired kind of by those two. I think in terms of getting to sound right, I kind of relied on like trying to write for an orchestra. I mean, there are some parts that are a little, you know, trying to get things a bit more powerful, or that maybe wouldn't have worked with a real orchestra, or a bit more minimal, where I'm kind of cheating stuff. But definitely that was a focus. And then just maybe being a bit nitpicky and just going over and over stuff and, you know, re-recording lines if I wasn't happy with it, or instead of, you know, I'm not a fan of clicking MIDI. I'm really bad at that. I know some people are really good at that, but I'm pretty awful. So I like to like play all my stuff in and then just tweak away.
That's really interesting. Because it does actually have a really human feel to it when listening to it. And I never actually wondered whether you might have step sequenced it or physically played it in. But now you mention it, it's definitely played in, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, also there was, because in the very beginning it was a little more synthy, not totally synthy, but definitely still synth and orchestra, but more leading towards the synth. Because in the score there's like little touches of kind of old crappy kind of synths that are just like hidden beneath the orchestra, like old Mellotron choirs and Mellotron strings and stuff like that, to kind of build up the strings a little bit, thicken them up a bit, and kind of give it kind of a weird feel as well.
So. Yeah, I actually noticed that specifically on, specifically on the tracks Escape Plan and Meet the Merchant, I noticed some keyboard flourishes coming in there. And I read on the Slay the Spire website about an apparent extensive synthesizer collection. I wondered if that was something that comes from that.
Oh, yeah, no, I think I said I'm planning one, or hopefully going to have one day, but definitely not right now. I have one right now, which I'm pretty happy with, but yeah, it's stuck to one right now.
Right,
you know, grow to more in the future.
Well, everyone's got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
But just to come back quickly to the orchestral stuff, I mean, people always talk about strings. That's always what jumps out in people's minds. But it's not just that throughout this. There's woodwind, brass, choirs, percussion, the whole thing is going on. And all of it sounds incredible. So I wondered, like, how much post-production do you have to add to sounds and things like that to make it sound like a complete orchestra?
Well, I mean, the samples I use are pretty much, they get you there. They're like, you know, they sound nice, but one thing for me, at least through the process of this, I was always super self-conscious about the mix and kind of, you know, went back to it and back to it again, kind of to fix up stuff that I was maybe, you know, self-conscious about or like not super happy with. So it's nice to hear that, you know, it does sound good, at least because, you know, at least over some parts of that, I was feeling like, is this working? And is it going to sound good? Is it going to sound real? Because once you've heard it so many times and so many from the piano sketch out to the mixing, you think it's like, you know, you start second guessing yourself, really.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I know exactly what that's like in the process. But I mean, I don't really make music that seriously anymore, but around 5 years ago, I was pretty big in making music myself, and I used to pride myself on my ability to create strings, but like hearing your stuff just completely throws mine in the water, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, dude, I bet they're like super good.
Oh, well, I mean, like, I have this thing where I'm pretty good with just like solid hanging chords. I can make that sound really realistic, but I can't get the staccato thing. I'm terrible at that. So that really stuck out to me, that you were getting these staccato strong melodies in there, and the woodwind and the brass and the everything as well too. I hadn't even started on those areas when I was doing this. But
yeah, I mean, I was going to say I have a lot of credit to the samples I use, because those, I mean, it's just layering a few different libraries, and then kind of tweaking the mics that come within the library and the articulations in there, and then reverb and stuff. But a lot of it is, you know, just kind of playing to a library's strength sometimes and hoping that it will sound real.
Well, it definitely does. To me, anyway. I've been absolutely loving this soundtrack. I actually fell asleep to it last night. I listened to it about three times. So I don't mean I fell asleep to it because I was bored. I was up extremely late.
Yeah, no. I get that.
Yeah. But my very last question on the whole thing is, I wasn't quite sure about this. I guess I could have looked in the credits, but did you work on the sound effects as well?
Yeah.
Right. I love talking about sound effects, because every composer has a completely different process. Like, everyone I've spoken to does it completely differently. So I'm interested in how you brought these sound effects together.
Well, I mean, at least sound design isn't an area I profess to be a sound designer or, you know,
It's funny because every composer says that as well. Or every composer says, I had to do this job, but then they ended up really enjoying it.
Well, I you know, they asked, and I was like, yeah, sure, I'd be happy to help out and, you know, try in some different sounds. Because, I mean, making these kind of sounds, these like magical kind of sounds, is fun. It's fun to like mess around with different source sounds and play around with those. Mm-hmm. Definitely a lot of the magic sounds were from granular synthesis, where different stuff gets chopped up and kind of rearranged and slowed down or sped up and pitched down and stuff like that. So it's just lots of layers from that, from different kind of like fire and water and electricity sounds that were all like mangled through to kind of create different tonal stuff. So those processes were fun.
Yeah. I mean that makes sense. I'm guessing there wasn't so much field recording for something that is a bit more magical like this.
Yeah, well, I just because I also don't have the experience in field recording. I mean, that's awesome. That's something that's super cool and is obviously leads to like awesome, unique sounds. So, seeing I was kind of supported by, you know, different sound libraries, I really kind of wanted to get in and kind of make them my own as much as I could.
Yeah, that's great. Because that makes the whole game feel truly unique from its own like style and gameplay to its music and to its sound effects. So thank you so much, man, and I hope you have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
All right, bye for now, and I'll stay in touch about the future interview as well, because I really want to talk about Make Sail as well. That is a gorgeous soundtrack.
Oh, thank you. That'd be cool.
Yeah, no problem. Bye for now.
See ya. Thanks for talking.
No worries.
Bye.
Thanks to Clark for speaking to me for this bonus episode, but thank you too for taking the time to listen. For more information on the game itself, and some links to Clark's social media, please make sure to take a look in the description. Clark's agreed to speak again when we can, so I'm really looking forward to following up with more on his previous work in the industry. If you'd like to check out my first full series of VGM documentary podcasts, or keep updated with news on the second series, all those relevant links can also be found in the description. Handy, isn't it? Otherwise, keep your eye on this channel for all future uploads, including more interviews, podcasts, music, streams, and more. Thank you again, and bye for now.